I can see RSF soldiers from my window. I can't really take any photos. There's a sniper in the building right across from where I'm staying. But I can see the soldiers from a window and some of their movement. They're using what in Sudan is called Thatcher pickup trucks. These are Toyota pickup trucks, nicknamed Thatcher after the England's prime minister, or the UK's prime minister in the 80s. They're tough in the desert. They're mounted with machine guns, cannon propellers, and so forth. The RSF soldiers are in khaki. The Sudanese soldiers are usually in green. I'm in the downtown area on Jamhuriya Street. It's one of the major battle zones in Khartoum between the Sudanese army and the rapid support forces. This area is very close to the Republican Palace, and it's mostly controlled by RSF soldiers. There are two main streets, Jamhuriya Street, Republic Street, and Jama Street. Jama is University Street. They both go east-west. On the east end, the far east end of both streets, is the army headquarters. Further to the west is the Republican Palace. This has been a major battle zone between both forces. The RSF firing towards the east, and the Sudanese armed forces firing towards the west on both streets. For the past few days, we've been hearing various types of gunshots, machine guns, cannon propellers, what I think are tanks, jet fighters. Today, the fighting seems a little less intense. I think the third day, yesterday, Monday, April 17th, was the heaviest fighting. Usually the fighting starts with the break of dawn. It's Ramadan. So as people get up for their pre-dawn meal and their morning prayer, that's when the fighting starts to get heavy and usually goes throughout the day. It was the heaviest yesterday, Monday. Today it seemed a little less, but we really can't say if that means anything. The building that I'm in has many internationals and some Sudanese families. We've all been inside the building. People trying to help each other, either with food, with water, charging phones. That's the biggest challenge, is to try to charge your phone. Whoever has a charger or a generator, a battery, has been helping out. In my building, the water mostly has been cut off. The electricity definitely cut off. Some apartments have some water. The situation is different from one apartment to the other. And just people have been trying to help with each other. There are people from outside, non-Sudanese, and there are Sudanese inside the building. Some are trying to stay in touch through WhatsApp groups with their embassies for the non-Sudanese. For most of the Sudanese, are trying to stay in touch with their families, whether in Sudan or abroad. But like I said, I think in this part of town, downtown, which is really one of the heaviest, where some of the heaviest battles are happening, it's a matter of now 3-4 days without electricity. It's the last few days of Ramadan. Despite everything, I would say, interestingly, I do fast, and one family, a Sudanese family, keeps on sending me an iftar dinner right before sunset. I've told them I can live on very little food and water for a few days. And I know they have families and children, and you know, keep your food for yourself, but they insist on. So this is, I guess, some of the human stories out of all of this. It's really hard to tell exactly what is happening with low batteries and weak internet. This may not be the case throughout town. Some areas might have better internet and might still have some still have electricity. But this is the part of town that I'm in.